B-Pod Studios.
Check this out.
Morning, everyone.
What day is it?
Don't make me say it.
Don't make me say it.
Don't make me say it.
And there came a great voice.
Thank God it's Friday!
Friday, Friday, Friday.
You know what I love? Chit-chat.
Chit-chat.
Yeah, chit-chat.
Let's chit-chat.
This show is all chit and no chat.
Chitty, chitty-chat.
Enough chit-chat.
We can't stand around and chit-chat all day long.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Welcome, morning, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Here we go. It's the Friday before the Friday before the Super Bowl.
Oh, is that how we're...
That's pretty much the way it is.
Marking
okay.
Time.
Okay, we got a lot of stuff coming up for you today. Early morning comedy with K. Trevor Wilson. He's going to be over at Laugh Boston. He'll be in here about 6:30 this morning.
Oh, nice.
He's Canadian,
yeah.
Eh?
Hey,
oh,
hey,
fun.
The mountain man of comedy.
We will have to speak Canadian to him, eh? So stick around for that. Let me see. We got, Friday morning football was over.
Yeah.
We'll be talking with Scott Zolak at 8:40 this morning. We got your Dirty Laundry Report coming up at 7:45.
Yeah, I mean, the dude abides. What's happening?
Yeah,
with,
really.
The Big Lebowski and maybe the Super Bowl. Break out the White Russians, everybody. I'm very excited.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, Pizza Hut is changing its name in honor of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. You'll be amazed. What a name they've come up with, too. Okay.
How about the jackass from the Jets?
Yeah really? What's that all?
J-E-R-K Jets.
So at
the Pro Bowl practice the other day, Jamal Adams, you know, strong safety. They're booing Pat Patriot. Patriots mascot, you know, people are booing. It's at the skills competition. So he decides, hey, I'm going to get on the fun. And he tackles him from behind. The guy couldn't see and slams him to the ground.
Hey, it's tough being a mascot. You know?
Oh, yes, I know. We have a person in here who's done some mascot work.
That's right. Yes, we have
to get
mascot experience right here in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that coming up for you this morning here. And we got to talk about movies. Football movies.
Yes, we
do. We'll explain what we're going to be doing with football movies. This is going to be really great as we head up to the Super Bowl.
I know everything about football because of the movies. It's the only football I watch, movie football. Because it's quick, and there's usually some sort of, like, drama going on.
Yes.
It's just like real football.
I think so, right?
Exactly like real football. And Maroon 5, maybe they should change their name for the Super Bowl in the, you know, honor of the Super Bowl tradition. Maybe it should be Maroon V. You know,
right.
Roman numerals. I don't know. We'll work on that.
We had that comedian on yesterday, Tony the Fifth.
Tony the V. That's right. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s. And more. 105.7 WROR.
We got a comedy guest here this morning. It's a unique guy. His name is K. Trevor Wilson. And K. Trevor is one of the few... Canadian comedians in captivity, and he's joining us this morning. Hey, how you doing this morning?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for joining us. First time doing a show in Boston.
Well, I was here a few years ago for the Oddball Festival, but that was just outside of Boston, so this is my first time in Boston.
Okay, good. Well, welcome. It's great to see you this morning. And did you have to fly in from Canada?
Yeah, flew in yesterday. It took me 3 tries, but we finally made it on the third one.
Because the government shutdown deal affecting things or what?
Yeah, they full-on canceled a whole bunch of flights coming into Boston.
We had bad ice, too. That didn't
matter. Yeah, well, that delayed the flight that I was rebooked on. The first one was just straight up no one was going to be here for us to land.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay, yeah.
The air traffic controllers were like, oh, we'll come in for one.
Wow. So that's traveling.
And then we got rebooked on another flight. Then they got delayed by an hour because of the weather. And I landed an hour before my show, walked in as the MC was doing the openings. And
Wow,
that's pretty perfect.
Walked to the green room, sat down, and waited for my name to be called.
Trevor's over at Laugh Boston this weekend. So laughboston.com. And you're a big guy. You're kind of the mountain man of comedy.
The Man Mountain is actually what I'm going
really?
With.
Really? Man Mountain? Okay.
Taking the old wrestling handle.
That's good.
Man Mountain Rock.
You got that great beard. How long does it take you to grow that great beard?
I shaved yesterday.
You know?
Wow. Okay. Okay.
I have an aunt like that.
It's like an Edelman beard.
This was sheer
think?
Force of will. It was cold this morning, and I really wanted facial coverage. You know what? I can't even remember the last time I was clean shaven.
Really?
It's been so long. I think I shaved my beard like 10 years ago. I was still working in restaurants, and a gal came up and told me that Without a beard, I have zero danger to me. Like, with clean shaven, I just look like a giant baby. She was like, you are the safest looking person I have ever seen. And I was like, I should probably keep a little bit of an edge.
Okay, so now you got that danger appeal to you. Huh?
No one wants to date a huge baby.
Wow. Well, how'd it work out for you?
Yeah, well, I have a girlfriend now.
Okay, very good. Okay,
we've been together for 2 years. She really likes the beard, so it's working out.
Doesn't want to date a giant baby.
No, no.
Now, I understand that you're the only known working comedian with type 2 diabetes. Is that correct?
I have no idea. Probably not.
But no, okay.
I'm definitely very vocal about it. I got diagnosed 2 years ago with type 2 diabetes. I guess almost 3 years ago.
Might have something to do with the beard.
Not the beard.
Not the beard, gut. No, okay.
It's definitely more related to the gut. That's something I came upon, honestly. I don't know if you guys have ever eaten a loaf of French toast. I for sure have. And that's why I have type 2 diabetes. Runs in the family, too. My dad has it. We actually have the same doctor who now uses me to diabetes shame my father.
Really?
Because I lost, since I got diagnosed, I dropped 80 pounds.
Get out.
I normalized my blood sugar. I've been off meds for a year. Haven't had to stab myself since last January.
Wow, congratulations.
That's
my
good.
My dad's had it for about 20 years, and so she just sits there and goes, like, he did it. I told him to lose weight, and he did it. What's your problem? So
I'm sure he appreciates that.
Yeah, really?
Pass the Skittles.
Dad said he has to lose weight now because people are going to start doubting whether or not we're related.
Really? If you want to see Kay Trevor, can we just call you Trevor?
Yeah,
okay, if you want to see Trevor, you can go online to laughboston.com. It's in a great location, Laugh Boston, or in the Seaport, one of the great places to see a show here in Boston. And if you actually, it's one of the few places where you can actually call and talk to somebody as well, 617-72-LAUGH, Laugh Boston. And how many shows you got? You got a show tonight?
One show tonight, two shows tomorrow.
One show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Okay, let me see. Tonight's show is 7:30, then tomorrow 7:30 and 9:45 at Laugh Boston.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, good morning. This is the Lauren Wally Morning Show, and our special comedy guest, Kay Trevor Wilson, is here in the studio with us this morning. And this is really interesting. Now, Trevor is a guy who's a big guy, and he's a big guy, but he's already lost 80 pounds. And we were shocked to find out he actually started as a child actor. And how did that work out?
Well, I'm still doing it.
I guess it worked out okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you have some pretty cool credits to your name. You worked with Meredith Baxter Burney.
Yeah, yeah. The mom from Family Ties.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was, yeah. And Blake Lively's brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you were on Goosebumps when you were a kid.
Oh, my kid's favorite.
Yeah, yeah. I pushed around a lot of teenagers on Goosebumps.
You were typecast?
I was always a bully.
Really?
Always the bully.
How come?
Yeah.
Because you're so nice. And
it's when you're 14 and you're 6 feet tall and you're about 250.
You're the bully.
You're the bully.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I understand that.
Did you have to apologize afterwards? Like, I'm sorry for burying you with, like, a shoulder
always,
to the head?
I always felt bad. My grandma always hated when I played bullies.
Oh, yeah.
She'd see me in a show and then she'd call me up and just be like, well, I didn't like it. I didn't like that at all. You were very mean to him. Well, you know, that's the role. That's what they hired me to do. Well, next time you should tell them that you're nice.
You're going to get a chance to see Kay Trevor Wilson. He's got two shows tonight. I'm sorry, one show tonight and two shows tomorrow night. He's over at Laugh Boston. It's really, really a great place to see a show. Just go online to laughboston.com. And, hey, being a Canadian, do Canadians care anything about the Super Bowl?
Oh yeah, no, it's big,
they,
big,
really?
Big deal up there. Big
really?
Deal up there.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they love their American football.
Yeah, I mean, it's no Grey Cup.
Oh, let me tell you. Right. Let me tell you about the Grey Cup.
You ever meet Justin Trudeau? My wife's in love with him.
I haven't, but I used to work with his sister.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to work for...
Bullier?
No, she was one of my bosses.
Oh.
I used to write the Twitter feed for Moose Knuckle Clothing.
Get out.
Interesting thing on resume.
Out.
And she worked for Moose Knuckle. She was
she worked for Moose Knuckle, really.
This is actually a high-end winter jacket. It's a $1,000 coat.
You're kidding.
Boy. It's, wow. You know, it's the first time we've ever said Moose Knuckle on the...
yeah, those Canada Goose coats. You know, like one of
They're the number two to Canada Goose.
Well, really? Who knew Moose Knuckle?
Moose Knuckle. I had no idea. It must be just in Canada.
The things you learn.
They're huge in Korea, actually.
Really?
Moose Get Knuckle?
Out. South Korea. All the K-pop stars wear Moose Knuckle.
No. You're kidding me.
So is there a MooseKnuckle.com?
There is.
There is a MooseKnuckle.com? Get out.
.ca. Yeah.
Don't go to MooseKnuckle.com.
The Kardashians wear Moose Knuckle.
What?
Kardashians wear Moose Knuckle.
No.
I swear.
I feel like there's so much to that name.
Okay.
Okay. A Moose Knuckle.
I think that that's the point where we have to say goodbye, Trevor.
I don't know where you go from there.
We thank you very much for coming in and being on the show this morning. And if you want to get your tickets.
Tell Ms. Trudeau we were asking for it.
That's right, yeah. Okay, we're really asking for it. Okay, you can just go online to laughboston.com. Hey, have a great time while you're in Boston. Thanks for coming
so much,
in this morning. Okay, now speaking of sports, ladies and gentlemen, Hank, if you would, please.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Bring us up to speed.
Here's some good news. No Patriots on the injury report ahead of the Super Bowl a week from Sunday against the Rams in Atlanta. Pats leave on Sunday after the rally. New York Jets safety Jamal Adams getting slammed on social media after he tackled the Patriots mascot Pat Patriot from behind, leveled him at the Pro Bowl practice yesterday. The J-E-T Jet smugly said, "Hey, I didn't even hit him that hard." Hey. I think he's a J-E-R-K jerk, if you ask me. Go to WROR.com to see it.
We'll cover mascots and their problems coming up on the program this morning because someone in this studio has had a job as a mascot, and it's a very dangerous job. So stick around. Thank you very much, Hankster. Okay?
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, people love their football movies. We're learning that very rapidly.
I love a good car chase, and I love a good football movie. Okay. That's fun.
Okay, so Candy, what do you got for us here?
Rudy.
Yeah.
Good one.
Okay, great.
Slow clap.
Okay, thanks a lot, Candy.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, what do you got?
The Replacements.
Oh,
never seen it.
I haven't seen that either.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Watch it over and over.
And over. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Rich, what do you say?
I say Brian Song.
Oh, you sensitive man,
hey,
you.
Rich, did you cry? Come on, be honest. Did you cry?
I have to say, I did.
Yep. Okay, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay, Terry, what do you got?
Well, I have so many, but I'd have to say my number one pick is We Are Marshall.
Oh, great. Good
movie.
One.
Great
yeah.
movie.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
Hey, thanks for the tip.
Thank you.
Lenny, what do you got for us, Lenny?
I guess North Dallas 40.
Oh, yeah.
North Dallas 40. No, I forgot about that one. Okay.
Based on the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah,
okay.
I think Remember the Titans is one of my favorites. I always, when that's on, I have to stop and watch it.
Yep.
So that's the thing. Like, when it's on, you have to stop to watch it. There are two. First, definitely, Any Given Sunday. It's so good. It's got Jamie Foxx. It's got James Woods. It's got Dennis Quaid. It's got everybody.
Al Pacino. You gotta fight for that inch.
I know. It's really it's very exciting. Cameron Diaz. She's so mean in it, and I love it. But the other one that I really, really love.
What?
Is Quarterback Princess with Helen Hunt. 1983. She wanted to be the quarterback, and no one would let her.
Yeah.
And they finally let her, and then she brought him to the state championship, and then she became homecoming.
She was a great pocket passer.
That's a good one.
Great
Wildcats. Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, good one.
Fine.
What about Friday Night Lights?
That's your favorite?
I love it. Friday Night Lights is a great trifecta because it's a great book, it's a great movie, and it's a great TV series.
That's true.
Love Rudy. You know, story, he's an unathletic kid. He goes to community college, gets into Notre Dame. He's the tackling dummy for 2 years, and finally they let him play the game.
And it's completely 617. False.
Yeah, 19, I mean, it's, you know, it's totally made up, but I mean, it's great.
It's a good story.
We should,
it's a feel-good story.
It's about, yeah, there's one, good. There's a Rudy in every school.
Okay.
The Blind Side.
Blind Side.
Oh, I do.
There are a lot of them out there. You know, you start thinking about it, you forget all of the football movies. We should make up a grid, and we can let the people.
Yes, we'll let the people decide what people the decide. Greatest the, football movie of all time is.
Okay. Well, we'll post it over the weekend.
And it's the only way we can get LBF excited for football.
It's, okay. It's totally true. Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's only going to be 2 hours. I know there's probably going to be some sort of like drama and like, I don't know, the football's fast and I don't have to sit there and watch it and sit through commercials.
You know what another good one is?
What's that?
The Game Plan with The Rock.
Filmed right here in Boston.
It's a Disney movie.
Never saw it.
It's real. It doesn't surprise
me. It's worth watching. Okay, is it anything like Jumanji that with The Rock? You know, it's not a football movie, but is it that kind of thing? It's funny?
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah,
okay. A shout out to Medford's Madison Carvello, who was in the movie.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. You know, nominate some more. 617-931-1057. We'll put them all in a grid, and then you can vote for them. We'll start the voting Monday.
Sure.
Okay, Monday we'll start the voting. Okay, in the meantime, stick around, everybody, because we got your Men from Maine coming up next. 720 edition right here, WROR.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem has a blind date with little Fanny Spagwell, rumored to be Bangor's least attractive yet most active single lady. So he decides to take her to the Cumberland County Fair. Were we here?
Oh, that tilt-a-whirl sure was fun. What you want to do now, little Fanny?
Well, I want to get paid.
Okay. Come on over, step on these scales. That's 212 and a half. Now, what say we ride the Ferris wheel?
Following the unbridled excitement of the Ferris wheel, we hear...
Boy, I love a good Ferris wheel. What you want to do now, little Fanny?
I want to get weighed.
All right, come on. Let's see. Still the same 212 and a half pounds. Hey, let's go to the bumper cars.
After the bumper cars, we hear...
Well, what tickles your fancy now, little Fanny?
I want to get weighed.
Okay. Well, okay. No change. Still 212 and a half.
Finally, on the way home, Lem decides to drop by $3 Dewey's for a little nightcap when he and little Fanny run into Ephus.
Well, it's good to see you two. So tell me, little Fanny, what kind of time did you have at the fair?
Wowsy!
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Like
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
You know, you're all getting ready for the Super Bowl. A lot of excitement going on. Yada, yada, yada. A lot of hype. But the Pro Bowl is this weekend. It always gets kind of lost in the shuffle. And Pat Patriot is down at the Pro Bowl. So he gets taken out. Yes, what happened exactly, Hank?
Down in Orlando was a practice. You know, you get the two Super Bowl teams. So those stars, you know, Tom Brady, they're not playing the Pro Bowl. But the Pats send down their mascot, Pat Patriot. And, you know, everybody's standing around. They're going through drills, and they're getting ready for the skills competition. And Jamal Adams, who's a pretty good player, he's 6 feet, 210. He plays for the Jets. He's a safety.
Yeah.
The crowd apparently was booing Pat Patriot because the whole world hates the
Everybody
Patriots.
Everybody hates the Patriots.
So he decided, listen, I'm going to be a tough guy, and I'm going to get in the action. People love me. So he runs probably 25, 30 feet. It's on like a football field, and it's got a track on the side. And he tackles Pat Patriot from behind.
Poor Pat Patriot,
the mascot.
Took him out.
Doesn't even see him coming and just flattens him. And, you know, people start cheering, and it's funny. He thought it was laugh-out-loud funny. Aha. Now, luckily, Pat Patriot was hurt. I mean, mildly hurt. He was sore and bruised. The league actually rebuked him and sent him a letter and said, hey, listen, he was hospitalized, which turned out not to be true. But the guy just...
They're not happy with me right now. The NFL is calling my phone, blowing me up, saying that, you know, I put him in the hospital. So I got to go check on him, make sure he's okay. But do I regret it? No!
That guy's such a jerk, I can't even believe it. He should be charged with assault. I would sue him until...
That's a dangerous job, being a mascot, because, Brian, you've had a job.
As someone who's done some mascot work... You know.
Can I just ask what kind of mascot were you?
Back in the day, I used to wear the Guinness bottle. professionally.
Oh,
maybe this is where your love of costumes comes from.
It was part. It was all, you know. I do.
Or beer.
I don't mind putting on a costume.
Okay, good.
And so yeah, when the thing was when you'd wear the mascot costume in a bar,
yes,
with drunk people,
what could possibly go wrong?
We always had handlers.
Really?
So you needed a person to watch your back because drunk people like to trip mascots.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And it's very dangerous.
And
so we always had
I feel
like Pat Patriot needs a better handler.
He needs somebody
to watch his back because you can't see anything. When you're in that mascot suit, you can't really see anything.
But don't you think that this guy should be like charged with something?
Yeah.
I mean, it's assault. It's assault.
Yeah,
if he did that any place else, that he would be arrested and charged with assault.
Right, but he was with the NFL, and that's where the key lies.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good.
If you want to see it, you go to WROR.com. Yeah, the guy should get at least a $25,000 or a $50,000 fine and you know, donate it to a hospital with people with spinal cord injuries or something.
Know,
he could have really hurt the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think playing for the Jets is punishment enough.
I know.
Yep.
Maybe that's what they decided. Yeah, okay, we're not going to worry about it. He's playing with the Jets. Oh, I'm sorry. Here, give him $50,000.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. We're going to discuss why Amazon is dead to me, why Patton Oswalt is the nicest person in the world, and why everybody's going to have a baby in 9 months.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
First up,
really?
This is brought to you by Mass Eye and Ear. You know how I'm very upset about the Jeff Bezos. Bezos and Lauren Sanchez thing. Jeff Bezos left his wife after 20... Don't mess with me. Left his wife of 25 years and their 4 children for this Brajol, who was friends with him and his wife and used to hang out in their place in Seattle or Portland or wherever the northwest of the state is out there. Anyway, they're still going strong and they're moving in together, according to People Magazine, which is the New York Times of my life. And,
I understand, yes.
So, I mean, this isn't a trashy mag. It's legit.
All the pictures are to fit the print.
Yeah, so anyway, the split is going to be one of the most expensive ever because he and she are worth $137 billion.
Ooh, that's billion.
Billion. Anyway, Lauren Sanchez was seen out in New York City, really happy. They haven't been seen together, but now they're out in the public. Bezos was at some sort of Living Legends Aviation Awards hosted by John Travolta. I have a friend who went to that.
Yeah.
I saw it on her Facebook page because her husband is the pilot for Marky Mark. Isn't that weird? Anyway, sorry.
Did Travolta wear his hairpiece?
No,
maybe Mrs. Bezos is okay with it, you think?
You know, I hope. I really
maybe
hope she is. I hope maybe she just couldn't stand him.
Showed him the door.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's the case. But I just...
Maybe they had too many cardboard boxes in the basement.
I don't know. I don't like it.
He wouldn't recycle.
He wouldn't recycle the cardboard boxes.
But they probably deserve each other. So, okay. Now, this is why. Better news.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's bad news. This is good news. Patton Oswalt is one of my favorite people in the entire world. Like, if I could meet one person right now, it would be him.
Because really?
He's super funny. Mm-hmm. He's super smart. Mm-hmm. He has overcome such a grief because his wife died suddenly. Then he published the book that she had been working on for years, which became a bestseller. And then the crime was solved. Yep. And then he married.
Then boom.
Then he married Meredith Salinger, who's awesome. And their relationship on Twitter and Instagram is like hashtag relationship goals. Well, this is what happened yesterday. Patton Oswalt was arguing.
Moved in with Jeff Bezos' wife.
He was arguing with a Twitter critic over politics and decided to take a closer look at who was behind the handle. You know, these people, they get angry. And then he tweeted, "Aw, man, this dude just attacked me on Twitter and I joked back, but then I looked at his timeline and he's a lot of trouble health-wise. I'd be pissed off, too. He's been dealt some crappy cards. Let's deal him some good ones. Click and donate, just like I'm about to." And so all of Patton's fans clicked and donated, and he raised more than way more than the goal of $5,000. And then the guy tweeted to Patton, "Patton, you have humbled me to the point where I can barely compose my words. You've caused me to take pause and reflect on how harmful my words from my mouth could result in such an outpouring. Thank you for this, and I will pass this on to my cousin who needs help, a Cascade," blah, blah, blah.
Boom,
turned
boom.
It all around. Killed him with kindness. I just love that story. I love Patton Oswalt. I think that people should do that. You know, sometimes take a deep
Did you donate
look.
To the guy?
No. Take a deep
didn't, like, didn't touch her that deeply.
That Oswalt is a good person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just take a deeper look at what people are going through sometimes because it can explain their anger and behavior. And speaking of behavior,
well.
Get ready for a baby boom because E.L. James has released a new erotic book, you know, Fifty
Shades of Grey. Yeah, okay. Oh, a new one, huh?
Yes, it's April 16th. It's called The Mister, and it's a story about sex, wealth, and other indulgences. I can't even say it.
April 1?
It features a rich Londoner who has rarely slept alone. April 16th.
Oh, good. I can get it from my wife's Easter basket.
That's perfect.
Okay, excellent. Good. Wow. Good. Good for you.
Okay.
Got it. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wiley Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Let the games begin. Yes, it is time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. So let's meet our player this morning. Now, let me get this straight. Is it Marie Rose or is it Rose Marie? Which is it, Rose Marie or Marie Rose?
Marie Rose.
Marie Rose, okay. And you were from Dedham, Massachusetts.
Dedham.
Okay. So, I just got to kind of warn you, Marie, because LBF was telling me earlier this morning she's having a bad hair day, so she's going to be in a bad mood.
First
she's
of all,
probably
I'm
gonna
not
take it
having
out
a
on
bad
you.
Hair
okay.
day.
Okay. So the deal is, she's going to give you 10 questions nice. Within 60 seconds, and then your job is to, give us 10 correct answers in that 60 seconds. Should you come across a question you're not sure about, you can say pass at any time. Just be sure you save enough time at the end so you can come back and pick it up before the buzzer. You got all that?
Yes.
Okay. I think we should play the game then. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 12 times 2?
24.
How many books were there in the 50 Shades series?
3.
What do you call a group of geese?
Walk.
What number Super Bowl is it in Roman numerals?
LIII.
What do you call the feeling of having experienced something before?
Deja vu.
What was the name of the scandal that forced President Nixon to resign?
Watergate.
How many time zones does the state of Florida span?
1.
Who played the title role in the 1980 comedy film Private Benjamin?
Goldie Hawn.
What is an albatross in golf scoring?
Pass.
What does the BMW logo represent?
Bavarian Motor Works.
Okay, what does an albatross in golf scoring?
Hidden into a water body.
Okay,
okay.
You got all the way through.
Yeah, good job.
All the way through.
You did well.
You had 7 correct, 3 incorrect, so let's recap for everybody.
Okay, a group of geese is called a gaggle, but I understand when you're coming with the flock.
They're also called annoying.
Those things. That's right.
Yeah. Also, and messy.
Watch where you step, too.
How many time zones does the state of Florida span? 2.
Forgot about the panhandle.
Yeah. An albatross in golf scoring is 3 under par. And the BMW logo represents, I know it's what it stands for, is a spinning propeller.
Oh.
But you did great.
Very good.
You were really strong and confident.
Marie, I think we should award you with a fine consolation
It's a good
prize.
One.
Yeah, you're going to like this a whole bunch. You got to see not one but 2 great bands in one great show, Santana with the Doobie Brothers, August 20th, coming up this Sunday at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale right now, as a matter of fact, within the next 45, 50 minutes. Tickets are
awesome.
On sale, 10 o'clock. Hey, listen, thank you very much for playing the game. Have yourself a great day. And
strong showing. I'll see you at Legacy
Very
Place.
Strong. Okay.
Okay.
And bye, Marie. And call LB and tell her their hair looks fine. Okay. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. So, anybody else, you think you can do it? It's a tough game, but it can be done. It has been done. It has been done several times, and you might be the next, but you got to register to play. Log on, WRR.com, and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds right here.
80s and more. 105. 95.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, we're going to help you get all amped up for the Super Bowl.
Whoa, Tom Brady, slam the Rams. Whoa, Tom Brady, slam the Rams. Tom Brady, go by mile. Slam the Rams. Tom's still going wild. Slam the Rams. He's out of his mind. Slam the Rams. Tom could win it blind. Slam the Rams. Whoa, Tom Brady. Slam the Rams. Whoa, Tom Brady. Slam the Rams.
Ah, yes. The Patriots.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
With Lorne, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
Patriots are going to be fighting in Atlanta. But you know who else is fighting in Atlanta? This is like the Cola Wars have been going on. Like it's like the Middle East of Cola Wars.
Can't believe that the Pepsi Coca-Cola War is still even a battle.
It's crazy.
Coca-Cola win. Does anybody really like Pepsi? I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I mean, even when Coca-Cola. You go to a restaurant, when you go to a restaurant and you say, can I have a Coke? The waitress always says, is
the Pepsi okay?
Because they're like, we know it's not, but this is all we
have. It's all about marketing. Coca-Cola was the first to come on the scene. They were invented in 1875 in Atlanta, a drugstore in Atlanta, see? And then in 1893 in North Carolina, Pepsi-Cola. It wasn't called Pepsi-Cola yet, but in 1893 it was invented at a drugstore in North Carolina. And then 1898, they saw, okay, there's this company called Coca-Cola. We're going to change ours to Pepsi-Cola because of the peptic acid in your stomach.
That's
and this
fun.
All this kind of.
Yeah. Why don't they call it Bile-Cola?
It's supposed to be good for your, good for your digestion and all that. So, okay, jeez. We got Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. And so this really pisses off the Coca-Cola people. And so around shortly after the turn of the century, it really starts to heat up with the Cola Wars. Okay?
I think Joan Crawford was behind of it.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes, she was an angry woman.
I always liked RC Cola best. That's my.
Yeah, but like Coke is headquartered in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They own Atlanta.
And Pepsi is the official soft drink of the NFL.
So they're trolling Coke.
So Pepsi is trolling Coke with billboards all around town. Like there's some that say, you know, hey, Atlanta, thanks for hosting. We'll bring the drinks.
Oh.
And look who's in town for the Super Bowl.
So. And Coke's just ignoring everything.
Of course they are because they're Coca-Cola.
The latest word is they may buy. This will be the first time in 11 years that Coca-Cola has not had a commercial in the Super Bowl.
Now,
Super Bowl commercials are about $5.5 million, something like that. $530,000. No, it's $5.3 million during the game. Wow. Is that incredible?
Yeah. That's a lot of Coca-Cola.
Does anybody in this room prefer Pepsi over Coca-Cola? You prefer Pepsi?
Yeah.
I like them both about the same.
Really?
I grew up on Pepsi.
Way better.
Oh, yeah, way better.
Way better.
I grew up on Pepsi, and ironically, my father-in-law worked for Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
So that was always kind of an awkward situation.
Yeah, and
you know?
You didn't switch to Coca-Cola when you married his daughter?
Well, sure, if I could get it free.
Oh.
But that's the kind of guy I am.
I started drinking Coca-Cola when I was a kid because Santa Claus liked it.
That's true. That's one
Santa would always have a Coke
advertising
under the tree.
Icons in the country, so. And they blew it. Coca-Cola almost blew it in the early 80s.
And they changed the recipe.
They changed the formula.
Yeah, they got nervous with the Pepsi challenge. But you know what? They went back. And they're fine now.
Okay.
And the Coca-Cola from Mexico is the best.
It is. Because they use real sugar.
Yep.
They use real sugar. And you can get it at Stop and Shop or Shaw's. Just look in the special hidden place.
If you go out and you want a rum drink, what do you get?
Rum and Coke.
Right.
Exactly. No one gets a rum and Pepsi. Pepsi.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay. Well, let's get psyched for some football.
Whoa, Tom Brady, slam the Rams. Whoa, Tom Brady, slam the Rams. Tom Brady, go by mile. Slam the Rams. Tom's still going wild. Slam the Rams. He's out of his mind. Slam the Rams. Tom could win it blind. Slam the Rams. Whoa, Tom Brady, slam the Rams. Whoa, Tom Brady, slam the Rams.
Okay, now this is identified as the Friday before the Super Bowl. So let's talk some football with Friday Morning's Football with Zoe. Scott Zolak is on the line. It's brought to you by MGM Springfield. This is the first. Okay, good morning, Zoe. How are you doing today?
Morning. Yeah, I'd like to slam my head into that phone pole. Stupid song.
Yeah, you don't like that song either?
Oh, my God. It's the worst part about working in radio. When you get to the playoffs, you're lucky to get there. The hokey songs that these listeners come up with.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That was some fine writing right there, Zoe.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Like that one?
And a really good hook. really good hook kept making me, you know, come around to it. Yeah.
That's the message.
It's
two cheaters who end up with each other.
It'll grow on you. It'll grow on you. Okay. So, look, I mean, okay, first, real quickly.
Whoa, what's that noise?
What a game. That was me. What a game we had last weekend. And, Julian, incredible one, was incredible again, wasn't he?
He was amazing. He really is. He's the guy, and I know people are joking because there's Hall of Fame talk being thrown around out there. But he's only right behind Jerry Rice as far as production in the playoffs. And to think about that kid, where he came from, sort of that overachiever. I mean, I love watching him play because he's got that bleep you attitude.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's the guy that just makes it go. Third and 10, you're looking to him. Third and 7, you're looking to him. He's a stick mover, man. And if they can't stop him or double him, we're going to win this football game.
Yeah, and like everybody knows that you're throwing it to him too, but he still just gets it done. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little move he gives you at the top of his route to just give you a second to get the ball in there. And Tom has such a good rapport for him, with him, that he knows where he's going to be at all times.
Dope. How you feeling?
I'm a little tired today. It's Friday.
No, I mean about the game.
Oh, about the game. I feel great about the game. I mean, kind of funny. Getting ready to call my fourth and fifth years, which is absolutely amazing.
It's unbelievable.
And I just think the whole process, the lead-up, like this week, next week for the players. You know, the Patriots, I think, have 27 guys on the team that played in it last year.
Yeah.
And the Rams have none. So that week advantage of knowing what distractions to eliminate, what to take out and have some fun with, when do you spend time with your family, the team that handles all that extracurricular stuff the best is going to have an advantage in this game. Plus, Brady talked about the game being longer. Yeah. Remember when he was down by 25 and he said, we got him, they're starting to tire. That's not normal in any other game.
Wow.
Hey, Zo, do they put restrictions on the players for what they do when they're away from studying and practicing down at the Super Bowl?
No, you get pretty good freedom. I mean, you're kind of told where not to go and who not to hang out with. But,
yeah.
You know, you don't really get every single night off. You'll get one night off, and it might be Sunday night. And that's the time to go out and have some fun. Have some fun with your friends, hit a bar or two. Maybe take a movie. Maybe go to Applebee's. You know, you never know.
Applebee's,
really, seriously.
TGI Fridays, sure, yeah. Something like that.
And then once Tuesday starts, you got curfew, and then there's going to be little 2 and 3 hour windows where you have free time to see family, but they keep it back on you pretty good.
Okay.
Huh. Okay, so it's my turn.
Okay, you got a call. Okay. What's your question?
The only reason that I can understand football is because of football movies. I love football movies, and I want to know, what is your favorite, all-time favorite football movie?
Remember the Titans.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of all of them?
I just think it has a great soundtrack.
yeah, it does.
It really does.
Yeah,
entire cast. I mean, like, Ryan Gosling's in it.
Yes.
Look at all the guys that ended up becoming good actors that were young at that time. I just think it teaches a great lesson, you know, for a school. Like, I play with guys that played at T.C. Williams, and it's, you know, being an all-white school and an all-black school and having that come together at that time, I think it's good for young kids to watch and how you play together as a team. It's a great lesson in it. But I did grow up in Pittsburgh, so all the right moves.
Yes! Yes!
And
finally!
It was filmed in a town next to me. The town's not called Ampipe. It's a made-up name, but it was filmed in... actually filmed in Aliquippa, where Ty Law and Darrell Revis are from.
Isn't that such a good movie? And Craig T. Nelson was so mean in it. Oh, so
yeah. Good. Oh, and can't forget Rudy.
True.
You're a Rudy guy, huh? Rudy.
It's a slow clap movie.
Rudy.
My sister and brother-in-law went to Notre Dame, so they're Golden Domers.
Okay.
Good. And I'll never forget walking at campus, seeing that Golden Dome, and I'm like, wow. I wonder Rudy got so excited.
What's the worst football movie you've ever seen?
Oh, my God. Oh,
the replay of last year's Super Bowl.
The replay of last year's Super Bowl. I'm going with the replacements for Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
What's that one? Any Given Sunday.
You didn't like that.
I love that movie.
No, he's like, you got to get him with a backside robber. You're not a coach. You're a criminal. Play the criminal. You know?
Okay, so when you fly out? Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah, you're hosting the big rally, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's right.
Yeah, Bell told me in the bathroom I'm hosting a rally.
Yeah, I saw that on Patriots.com that everybody can come down and see the team off on Sunday at 10 a.m.
And
right?
Then you're going to pick one lucky winner out of the crowd to fly to the game with you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Not.
Okay. Yeah, hey,
you,
listen.
You know, you did bump my elbow in the bathroom. It was a little awkward.
That was intentional.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just checking.
All right. Okay. Well, really?
Now, I know you're going to be you're going to be really busy.
Like
next
it, bump something else.
Wow.
Oh my.
You're going to be able to talk to us next Friday, right?
I will. Same time, same station.
Same all time, right. Same station. You
don't
got it, man.
Too much
hey,
fun.
Hey, we got to keep the train rolling. You guys,
okay.
Good luck.
Absolutely. Right. Okay. Fly safely, and we'll talk to you a week from today. Okay.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.